Hey, good morning, Sower Nation. It is Tuesday, March the 3rd, in the year of our Lord, 2026. I'm John David Walt, and this is your wake-up call. And we got a couple of bonuses on this particular Tuesday. It is Taco Tuesday, and it's my birthday. So happy birthday to me. Dad's going to be with us at the end, and we just may sing happy birthday together. Who knows? We'll see. But it's a delight to share my birthday with you and in this journey that we're on to the cross with Jesus. Guys, we're waking up to Jesus today. That's what we're doing. So let's dive right in this morning with consecration. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you, and we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. It's good to be together in the presence of Jesus, isn't it? On your birthday. So let's keep pressing in this morning. Today's entry is entitled, What Happens on Transfiguration Mountain? Or maybe that's a question. What happens on Transfiguration Mountain? Our text is Mark chapter 9, verse 2. Hear now the word of the Lord. After 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John with him and led them up a high mountain where they were all alone. There he was transfigured before them. The word of the Lord. Now consider this. Let's start with theology. Lent begins on Ash Wednesday, and the big problem of the human race, sin and death. We come to the altar and hear the dreadful, hopeful words, "From dust you have come, and to dust you will return. Repent and believe the gospel." We were never meant to sin, and we were never meant to die. But because our ancient forebears chose to rebel against God, they experienced the consequence, which is death, and they passed it on to us. Though we inherited the curse, we have added to the dark legacy, and hence we mark our foreheads on Ash Wednesday with Ashen Cross, with the Ashen Cross. But there's a better starting place than theology. It's geography. While Lent's theological beginning is Ash Wednesday, its geographical beginning precedes it. While the theology of Lent begins in the dark valley of the shadow of death, the geography of Lent begins on a high mountain with transcendent light. After 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John with him and led them up a high mountain where they were all alone. There, he was transfigured before them. I always thought of the transfiguration as a one and done, one off kind of happening meant only for the Son of God. In other words, I didn't see any personal application until I looked deeper. The Greek word that we translate as the English word transfiguration, it's transliterated as metamorpho. It means something like to change form in keeping with inner reality. Get that now. To change form in keeping with inner reality. With his transfiguration, it is as though Jesus pulled back the veil of his human form and revealed to us the divine substance underneath. Metamorpho-o may be the better way to say it. Metamorpho-o. You are already making the connection to the English word metamorphosis. The word signifies change, but not ordinary change. It means change of another order of magnitude. When I made this connection, I realized the transfiguration was not a one and done, one-off Jesus-only occasion. He was showing us his intentions for our lives. The great church father Athanasius is said to have put it this way: Jesus became like us so that we could become like him. He took on our form in order to make us into his form. And herein lies the meaning of metamorpho-o. It is transformation. Transformation. Transcendent formation. It is a change of another order of magnitude. On the Mount of Transfiguration, Jesus unveils and reveals to us what we are meant to become. Ordinary human beings invested and infused with the transcendent presence of God. How does this happen? This is the journey of Lent. We follow Jesus on the way to the cross. The journey begins at the top of Transfiguration Mountain, and it leads to the bottom of the world, to the very foot of the cross. There's just a lot of the stripping of the broken self, the false self, the not real self that sin has led us to make ourselves into. That has to be stripped away. That's what repentance really is about. Again, it's not behavior management. It's a complete turning of focus. Beholding is the word, to Jesus. And that's what's interesting about this transfiguration story is at the end of it, you know, you wind up with Jesus and Elijah and Moses, and you got Peter and James and John. It's like you got Jesus in a band meeting with a communion of saints, and you got Jesus in a band meeting with the communion of sinners. And then it says the cloud envelops him, and the voice speaks, "This is my son, with whom I'm well pleased. Listen to him," it says. And then it says, "And they opened their eyes, and they saw only Jesus. He's trying to get our whole faculty of attention into the mode of beholding Him, hearing, seeing, perceiving, our heart of stone being removed from us by Him and given a heart of flesh, a new spirit put within us. And as that happens, that old self just starts falling away. And the new creation, the new life of Jesus, we become retrofitted with eternal life. That's what's happening on Transfiguration Mountain. That's the picture. At least that's the end state. Like, we're going to see this as we keep going through this series, but it's like, why not be completely changed into fire? That's the move. Now, let's pray. Our Father, how we thank you for your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, we must have this transfiguration. We must have this transcendent formation. We can't make it happen ourselves. And yet we know the only way to have this is to have you. This is not a program you're putting us into. This is not a reformation camp. This is your presence in us. Yes, Jesus, to know you is to love you. And to love you is to become like you, to be remade in your image. Lead us in this way. We will follow. We are following. And we're praying in your name, Jesus. Amen. The journal prompts. Have you thought about this occasion we call the Transfiguration? You know, as I said, I've had it in another category, just one and done, anomalous. that was different. Cool. No. I think he's trying to show us what he's wanting to do in us. How have you thought about it before? Have you ever considered what Jesus may have been and be revealing to us about ourselves and our possibilities? That's glory, friends. That's his glory being shed abroad in our bodies. I could go on. It's my birthday, and this is such a joyful thing to get to share with you today. But even more joyful is the opportunity to sing with my dad and for you to join us in that. So here we go. All right, gang. Well, you already know today is, whose birthday is it today, Dad?
John David Waltz.
Junior. Yep, this is John David Waltz Sr. And we also have a John David Walt III. And as you well know now, he is on the farm team at Seedbed. He's doing all kinds of good things. He is our social media chairman. He's our artist in residence. He's doing it. So we're going to sing today. We've been up on Mount Transfiguration, guys. A lot happened up there. And our bus, we drove up here Sunday, and we're still here. We're still trying to sort out the mystery and the miracle of what Jesus did on the Mount of Transfiguration. That word metamorpho, that sense of profound change. This is where you break free from self-improvement and self-help, and you learn to put yourself in his hands, where he is the one who is doing the improvement and the help and the changing. We can't change ourselves, but we can stay surrendered to Jesus. I think about, we're going to sing, tell them what we're singing today.
Have thine own way, Lord.
What's the number?
343.
That's 343 in our great Redeemer's praise. Have thine own way. You know the next line? I am the potter.
I am the potter, and you are the clay.
Yes. Thou art the potter, I am the clay. There's a great text in Jeremiah where this comes from, where he says, I went down to the potter's house, and he was spinning a pot, and just the comment in there about how the pot doesn't tell the potter, the clay doesn't tell the potter what to do. The potter actually tells the clay what right to do, shapes a vessel. That's what's happening here. That's the picture. And we're going to sing this. This is a hymn of transformation. Have thine own way. And this really comes back around to just trusting that his way is better. I think about that song that the guy came out with, Your Way's Better. His way's better. It's learning to trust that and put ourselves in his hands. So we're going to sing all four verses to Have Thine Own Way. It's going to be a good birthday song to sing today. And that's my hope for my own life, that this song would be true of me, just like I know it's true of you, Dad.
It'll be true of you, too.
You ready? Have thine own way, Lord, have thine own way. I art the potter, I am the clay. Mold me and make me after thy will. While I am waiting, yielded and still. Have thine own way, Lord, have thine own way. Search me and try me, Master, today. Whiter than snow, Lord, wash me just now. As in thy presence, humbly I bow. Have thine own way, Lord, have thine own way. Wounded and weary, help me, I pray. Power, all power, surely is thine. Touch me and heal me, Savior divine. Have thine own way, Lord, have thine own way. Hold o'er my being absolute sway. Fill with thy spirit, till all shall see Christ only always living in me. Amen.
It's
hard to say any better than that. And we just sang it. So let's go out today on the fields with that spirit, with that heart. He's the potter. We're the clay. And he's working. Metamorpho. The transformation is happening. And is happening in his hands.
Amen.
So we got one swing thought today. You remember in golf you have a swing thought?
Yeah.
Stay in his hands. Just stay in his grip. Let him do the work. All right. Well, it's time to hit the field. We're going to see all kinds of people today. I'm just glad that my birthday falls on Taco Tuesday.
Taco Tuesday.
We got to get tacos tonight.
Is
today.
Is that tomorrow?
It's today.
Today.
Yes, today, Dad. Today is the day. It's Taco Tuesday. It's my birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thanks, Dad. How about we sing? Let's sing Happy Birthday. Let's just invite the whole wake-up call to sing together. You ready?
Okay.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday, John David. Happy birthday to you. All right. Thanks for that. Well, guys, for the awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.
And I'm David Walt.
We'll see you on the field.
Go.
Okay, we're ready to go, Dad. We're going to get you back home.
Okay.
You've done a lot of singing.